Hi, I'm Lucy, and this is the latest Emma's Diary podcast on maternity leave. And today I'm talking about how to survive maternity leave. So going on maternity leave is a hugely exciting time. So as your due date approaches, you'll get waved out of the office with nappy cakes under one arm and a huge bundle of cards under the other, and get messages like, have a great time and enjoy your year off. If only it were that simple. I've been on maternity leave twice with my two daughters for 12 months each time, and I've experienced much of the highs and lows. And far from living up to the expectation of endless coffee, cakes and play dates, maternity leave can actually be quite an emotionally challenging time. So here are my hints and tips on how to survive maternity leave and make the most of the experience. So first things first, it's fair to say that at times maternity leave can be a little bit lonely and quite isolating. And as lovely as it is to have your baby around and spend one-on-one time with them, there's only so much conversation you can get from a newborn past the odd ooh and ah. Without the social benefits of chatting to colleagues in the office and your partner leaving for work very early in the morning and not coming back till tea time, sometimes the only company you might have all day long is your baby. And that can be really hard. If you're lucky enough to have friends with babies of similar ages, then this can be a huge benefit, allowing you to have some adult conversation while the babies play and explore together. But if you don't, I would strongly recommend heading along to some baby classes, postnatal groups or stay and play sessions, because it will give you the chance to meet other mums and dads with babies of similar ages and then make new friends. Don't be shy, because literally everybody's feeling a little bit overwhelmed at that stage of having a new baby at home. So just introduce yourself, start chatting. And as you see the same faces each week, you'll soon start to feel more at ease and build up a little bit of a support network. So I'm still friends with some of the people that I met during my maternity leaves the first time round. And when we had babies of similar ages, it was really useful, because if we were having a challenge like teething or not sleeping or even how to start weaning and potty training, all those things, they became a really great support network for me, so I could share my ideas, ask questions, find out about their experiences, and it really became very, very helpful. From a workplace point of view, before you start maternity leave, I would find out a little bit about your company's policy on keeping in touch days, as these can be really helpful. If you haven't heard of a keeping in touch day, basically your employer can offer up to 10 paid days a year where you can go in and go back to the workplace and just experience either a normal day at work or find out about any changes, meet new staff, go on away days, whatever it is they want you to do. They're not obliged to give you KIP days and you're not obliged to accept them. But if you do, they can be an extra source of income during that maternity leave where your cash flow might be a little bit lacking. I found that KIP days could be quite challenging depending on whether you're breastfeeding your baby, whether your baby likes to be away from you. So don't feel like you have to accept KIP days. They're not at all compulsory. But I did find that they did help me with a bit of confidence when I went back, because I felt like I was more in the loop and had a better idea of what was going on. From a childcare point of view, as much as the idea will seem fairly horrific early on in your maternity leave, you do need to think about your options for childcare fairly early on when your baby's arrived. So if you're planning on sending them to a nursery or a childminder, they can book up incredibly quickly. In fact, I think at my nursery, people were booking them in when their babies were still in the womb because they were that popular. So think about your options, consider what will work best for you and your family, and then get it booked in, because you can always make changes later if your circumstances change. Maternity leave can be expensive. Depending on what you decide to do during your time, you can end up spending quite a lot of money. So going back to the coffee and cake analogy earlier, if you go to a cafe every day and buy coffees, cakes and meet up with friends, the price of that soon adds up and can leave you feeling a little bit out of pocket. So try and do the things that are free. Look out for the free days out, go to your park, go to the stay and play sessions that are a fairly low cost. Emma's Diary Baby section on their website has loads of helpful discounts, offers and promotions as well. So keep an eye on that, because that can help you save money on all your newborn essentials. Get outside every single day if you can. I know that's a bit trickier in winter, but if you're lucky enough to be out and around during the summer period, go outside, get some fresh air, even if it's just for a quick walk around the block, because in those early days, you can feel like you're stuck to the sofa, feeding, winding your baby, and it can be physically and emotionally exhausting. A bit of fresh air can do wonders for your mood, make you just feel like you're getting out and seeing other people, not just your baby. Even just a bit of interaction with somebody at a shop, or you know, saying hello to a stranger, can actually really help. It sounds ridiculous, but trust me, getting that exercise and a bit of energy going through your system can really help you feel that a little bit better. Try and eat well, which again is easier than done, because obviously sometimes that results in getting crumbs all over your baby's head while they're sleeping on you. But try and eat, because I found that particularly my first maternity leave, it would get to like 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I hadn't eaten a single thing all day because I've been so busy looking after the baby that I hadn't actually spent time looking after me, which left me feeling even more exhausted than I already did. Try and eat well, even if it's just little energy snacks throughout the day, lots and lots of water. I would recommend batch cooking before your baby arrives, so freezing up some of your favourite meals, which means that you can literally get them out of the freezer on the morning that you want them, and then you've only got to reheat them just before you want to eat, rather than having to make lots of food from scratch. Save yourself time, be kind to yourself, don't put yourself under too much pressure, just eat the simple things, because chances are they'll be cold by the time you get to them anyway, let's face it. Your baby will always wake up at the most awkward time, you can guarantee it. On the point of being kind to yourself, I think sometimes as well it's important to bear in mind that you might not achieve anything during the day when you've got a newborn at home. So your day can be taken up with winding, feeding, changing, entertaining your baby. And when your partner gets home with, "What have you done today?" you're like, nothing. Focus on the small things you can achieve during the day, and remember that your own self-care, even if that's getting a shower undisturbed for 5 minutes while your baby sleeps, can be the most important thing. Just try and remember that these moments only last for a small amount of time, and they do get easier the older your baby gets. This one is really important, and one that I found probably the hardest during my maternity leave. Do not compare yourself or your baby to other people. It is literally the root of all evil and will not make you happy. So it can be really hard, but trust me, there will inevitably be one friend whose baby is walking at 8 months, crawling at 4 months, speaking fluent Chinese by the age of one. So honestly, do not compare. Whilst it can be handy to track milestones and celebrate their achievements, let your baby grow at their own pace and don't feel under pressure, because it's not a race. Trust me, by the second maternity leave, you'll be willing those moments to go slower, because when my baby started walking at 12 months, I was like, oh no, just stay immobile for a little bit longer so I get a little bit of extra rest. Trust me, it's not a race. Just enjoy those milestones, but don't be under pressure. You only need to worry if the milestones are taking a significantly longer time to be reached than you would expect to be normal. But your health visitor will help you with that if you have any concerns regarding whether your baby is reaching those milestones at a delayed stage. Despite what everyone says, it's totally okay not to enjoy every moment. So obviously you're going to love being with your baby, you're going to enjoy the newborn cuddles, the smiles, watching them change and grow every day. But you don't have to enjoy the sleep deprivation, you don't have to enjoy the projectile vomit, and you don't have to enjoy the colic. So don't let anyone make you feel guilty for having the odd day where you feel a little bit sorry for yourself or you feel a little bit grumpy. That is perfectly normal. Don't put yourself under pressure to try and put on this front of everything being perfect all the time, because the reality is, just like everyday life, there are highs and lows of maternity leave as well. When it comes to going back to work, the thought of going back will probably make you feel quite emotional, particularly because you and your baby will have literally lived in each other's pockets for the last 12 months. Going back to work, I would recommend that you start your childcare a little bit earlier than you need to. This might seem like totally the thing that you don't want to do because you want to enjoy those precious last few weeks. But I found by putting the children into childcare a little bit earlier, they were fully settled by the time I went back to the office, which meant that during drop-offs, if they cried or I cried, which was common both times actually, it meant that I could sob in the comfort of my own home rather than having to go in the office with mascara under my eyes and feeling really emotional. And it just gave me time to adjust to going back to work and gave my daughters time to adjust to going into their nursery setting. And I just found it worked a lot easier that way. You can phase them in slowly, so you can have half days to start with or a few hours here and there if your nursery will allow that. But phasing them in gently helps kind of ease everyone back into it just a little bit more slowly and just makes life a little bit more straightforward. So I think, having experienced the maternity leave twice now, and I'm going to quote an X Factor cliche here, but I think it's fair to say that maternity leave can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster. And despite me rolling my eyes whenever anyone says it, the time really does fly by. Before you know it, you'll be packing your changing bag away and getting your handbag back ready for work. So enjoy it. Get to know your baby. Take the rough with the smooth. Don't be too hard on yourself. Get advice and support from other people. Read blogs, read support groups, read hints and tips that you can find online, listen to podcasts like this, and hopefully you'll find maternity leave, you can survive the experience and enjoy it. If you've got any questions at all that you want to ask me, please feel free to get in touch. I think Emma's Diary have lots of advice on their website for people like you that are going through maternity leave for the first time, second time, or even third time, because let's face it, every baby is different. Thanks for your time. Hope you found this helpful, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.